Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 29th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released August 27th and 28th, 2003.
Nazarene, Elgard is back. He asked an interesting question on our grocery run this week. What happens to atheists when they die? Do any of them ever get into heaven?
That depends, Alora, on how they live their lives. Now, an atheist can be a very good person, or a very bad person, or somewhere in between. Now, if they're a very bad person, they're probably going to end up suffering the second death and ceasing to exist forever. And that's the end of them. If they're a moderately good person, they will probably end up with Demetrius and his people. If they're a very good person, have lived a good life, but just didn't feel like believing in God, well, when they get to the gates of my kingdom, and if it's looked in the book of life and found that there are no offenses against them, they can enter into my kingdom as a visitor, or if they swear allegiance to me and decide that I'm a nice fellow after all and do a nice job of leading heaven, they can come in and be part of my kingdom. I never reject good, Alora. I only reject evil. That is what so many people refuse to understand. They believe they can do some ceremonies, or they can say some prayers, and then they can go out and do all the evil they want, and then when they get to my kingdom, they're going to get in, and they find they can't. But the person that denied me all their lives, and even denied God, walks through the gate. It really messes them up, Alora.
I can imagine them now, Nazarene, thinking, what's this? Nothing is supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. Talk about a shocker.
Sometimes they wait around in the darkness for 100 years, Alora, before they have that shocker. Can you imagine that?
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland about a young man who becomes a superhero. Check it out at www.voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Nazarene, as you know, Demetrius is having trouble with a co-worker who wants to get him fired because he opposes homosexuality. This co-worker says, we can never stop the homosexual movement. They're out of the closet now in public, and they'll never be driven back into the shadows again. What's your opinion on this?
My opinion on this, Alora, is that this individual does not understand the power of God. Does not understand what the workers of God can do and what God the Father can do when he wants to. We have destroyed this evil before and we will destroy it again. We have driven it back into the darkness before and we will drive it back into the darkness again. It is true we can never totally get rid of homosexuality. It will always be there. But we can get it out of the public, and we can get the public to stop supporting it. We can get the public to stop allowing it. We can make it a crime again, which it is. It is a crime against man, and it is a crime against God. And we will succeed, Alora. We will drive this perversion back into the darkness where it belongs. And we will take it out of the schools. We will take it off the streets. There will be no more gay pride parades. They will not be out there showing their perversion to everybody and saying it is acceptable. We will remove it from the public arena. It will not be allowed in the public anymore. And they cannot stop us, no matter how much they want to try. God the Father says this must be done, and it will be done. That's what I have to say to that, Alora.
Uh-oh, God's mad again. You tell him, Nazarene, and I just know you'll do it if God says you will.
And if anybody doesn't believe that, Alora, they better have their heads examined, because they have a very bad case of delusion.
We'll be back again.